Radio 1. Radio 1 Podcast. The Scott Mills Daily.
Now, I've heard something about this story a while ago. You may have heard about this as well. This story's been doing the rounds for a while. But it was all just a rumour before. This week, this story I'm about to tell you is no longer a rumour. It is 100% officially true. Okay?
Okay.
Have a listen to this American news report.
The Pentagon confirmed to CBS 5 today military leaders once proposed building a so-called gay bomb.
That's a gay bomb.
Gay bomb.
Now, would you like to know what a gay bomb is?
I'd love to know what a gay bomb is.
A chemical weapon that could be dropped on enemy troops to make them sexually irresistible to each other.
This is true, I promise you. So, instead of blowing them up, the bomb, the gay bomb, makes them feel just a bit saucy. And so, instead of wanting to fight back against the Americans, they want to make love instead.
Right.
Yeah.
I never take anything for granted.
I promise you, this is absolutely true.
Only a fool maybe takes things.
This is a genuine news report.
Yes. It's been a secret for years and years, and like one of those urban myths that everyone's like, yeah, whatever. But now, they've actually said it's true.
Well, Alan, it was an Air Force lab that proposed this to the Pentagon officials, and it was a Berkeley-based watchdog group that found out about this strange idea for a weapon.
So imagine if they'd tried to make that work. The world would have been such a better place, wouldn't it?
It would, wouldn't it?
All those nasty wars, they would have rebuilt them after the war, and then the home furnishings would have been a lot better, wouldn't they? I like the way they describe these things, though. Listen.
The weapons proposal says one distasteful but completely non-lethal example would be strong aphrodisiacs, especially if the chemical also caused homosexual behavior.
The Ohio Air Force lab proposed that a bomb be developed that contained a chemical that would cause enemy soldiers to become gay and to have their units break down because all of the soldiers became irresistibly attractive to one another.
I like the way he's a little embarrassed when he says it.
To have their units break down because all of the soldiers became irresistibly attractive to one another.
To one another. Right, okay, so, I mean, you're probably kind of wondering what that would have been like back in the day, right?
Yeah.
So you and I are now going to create what it's like, all right?
Okay.
Right, we're in the jungle, we're in Vietnam, yeah?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, we're in the jungle.
We're
yeah?
in the jungle.
Okay.
Oh,
wow.
Keep fighting, Chappers. Colonel Chappers.
Yeah, show me some respect, Private.
We'll beat these Americans.
Are we in a greenhouse?
Watch out! Watch out!
Ah!
Well, that's strange. We didn't get blown to pieces, did we?
Oh, I've gone covered in dirt.
Oh,
this is going to take ages to wash out.
Do you fancy a glass of wine, Colonel Chapman?
Tell you what, the cut of that uniform on you looks very nice.
Yeah, would you like some
very
wine?
Very nice. I'd love some wine,
oh,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. You do have nice eyes, don't you?
Thank you. The way you hold that gun really appeals to
Thanks.
Me.
Thanks. Oh, there goes another one. I say forget this war. I'm a lover, not a fighter.
Would you like
you?
To go for a dance, maybe?
Should we have some more wine?
Yeah.
All right, then. I've got some woo-woos as well if you want them.
Oh, go on then, yes. Thanks.
Scott Mills.
This is Radio 1. Radio 1 Podcast.
Right, I've been sent this cassette.
Cassette?
Yeah.
Right.
Wow. By a girl called Lisa, mm-hmm. right? Thank you so much for this this gift, Lisa. Basically, she was going through some of her old stuff. You know, like you have a little clear out now and again.
Mm-hmm.
And she found a box of tapes, including this cassette, which was a sappy mixtape sent to her by her boyfriend of the time.
Mm.
Now, this was apparently 2001, so it was a long time ago.
Yeah.
But she thought, with my kind of... She kind of gets my sense of humour and thought I might like it.
Okay.
Now, we were going to bring you this today. Do you think it's wrong to play bits of it out?
No, I think it's quite nice.
He has chosen some truly amazing songs, and he just goes on and on and on about how much he is in love with her.
Might give some people some ideas.
Yeah. A lot of people make mixtapes or make CDs now,
yeah.
don't they? So, I'm thinking
What's
we
the
could,
problem, though?
Well, I want to play it. I was going to play it today, but you try finding a cassette player at Radio 1.
Yeah.
Now, until about 2 years ago, we played everything off cassette.
Do you know where the first place I would look? Because there's only one person I know that has a cassette player still.
Right.
And that's Dave. But that won't come as
that
a surprise.
Surprise
to
me
no,
at all,
I know.
Still
so have we checked under his desk?
Is it under his desk?
Well, no. No, in his car. His car doesn't have a CD player. It only has a cassette deck.
Oh, bless.
So if, for example, you don't want to listen to the radio, well, and why, you know, that doesn't happen.
Tapes.
You have to take a cassette with you so you can listen to some music in his car.
Where do you find one of them?
Well, he's got a whole selection, obviously. Right, bet, he hasn't quite moved on to CDs yet.
Nah. Yeah, he will. Like Radio 1 did. So
I'll go and check under his desk.
Right, good.
A cassette player.
Right, and we'll try and dub it off, and then tomorrow we'll play you some of the mixtape, which is truly amazing. He loved her very, very much at the time.
Scott Mills. Radio 1.
A few people on the text making quite a good point. How do we know if the cassette is amazing?
Whoa, not the we. How do you
how
know?
How do I know if the cassette is amazing if I haven't got anything to play it on? Well, I'm just relying on Lisa's information. We could be completely disappointed when we actually play it. It might not be. It might be rubbish.
You might have just built all this up. Everybody gets excited, ready for tomorrow, and it'll be rubbish.
Good crap, yeah. Now, listen, because Lisa has started the kind of ball rolling here by sending in a mixtape, I would like you, if you would do this for me, I would love this, go through all your stuff, right? I'm going to do this tonight as well. I'm having a little bit of a clean-up around my house, right?
Okay.
Go through all your stuff. You know that box of rubbish that you've got, like with cassettes in, maybe CDs that may have been sent to you as a mixtape from a past lover? Or letters would be good. I would like that a lot.
You'd like other people's old love letters?
Yeah, I would.
What?
Just because.
I think you really are a nosy git, aren't you?
I just want people to send them.
I would imagine that around yours you don't have... I would imagine you made mixtapes rather than received them.
What's that supposed to mean?
Because... No, not saying you wouldn't have received them, but I would imagine you would have enjoyed... Because, you know, being into music and radio very early, I would imagine you would have made them.
No, you're saying that on a sado. They would never have got one from somebody else. And
no,
had to make
I'm
them.
Just saying you're a giver, not a taker.
Well, you know me too well. That's right, I never got a mixtape. Anyway, so yeah,
that wasn't going quite where I was expecting to go.
No, I was trying to gloss over it.
Yeah.
So if you go through all your stuff tonight, letters, cassettes, whatever, if it's really sappy, the better. Now, normally this would be in the 80s. It would be send them to mixtapes competition, Radio 1, but don't do that. Just send them to Scott Mills, right? I want everything that you've got that might be of interest to me. You know what we'll do with it. Letters, cassettes, CDs, everything, anything you want. Pictures. I like it all. Scott Mills.
Pictures?
Yeah, I want everything. I said everything. Just clear out your box of crap and send it to me.
What are we going to do with pictures, though?
Shut up. I've got a plan. Scott Mills.
Sounds
Radio.
Like it's just for you.
Radio 1. Now I'm going to do the address
now,
so shut up. London, W1N, 4DJ. Scott Mills, Radio 1, London, W1N4DJ. Send me everything you've got, baby.
Scott Mills, Radio 1.
Radio 1.
Hiya.
Hello, who's that?
Ricky.
How can I help?
Hiya, I have an old tape, so do. Me and my cousin, age 12, making a DJ radio show. So I have.
Yeah.
It's even got competitions and everything. Pretty embarrassing.
What were the competitions?
You had to call in and answer questions, and we give away tickets to festivals, music festivals and things. It was pretty bad, and we'd done accents and everything.
Right, but who were you broadcasting to?
It was, we were Radio 1, and I actually mentioned Chris Moyles in one of the shows, so that this must be 2000 or something.
Was this in your bedroom?
No, it wasn't, it was in my living room.
Well, right.
That's all right, then.
Oh, good. So you're asking people to call in, even though it was just you?
Well, one of us took turns of being the DJ and the other one rang in, yeah?
Oh, bless you.
I bet you used to do that.
I really did.
We've all been there.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, send it. All that's good. Send all of that stuff, all right?
All right.
Promise me you'll send it.
All right, I'm up.
Hello, Radio 1.
Hello there.
Hello, who's that?
It's Matt.
Where are you tonight, Matt?
I'm in Eltham, South East London.
On the way home?
Yeah, just on my way home for work.
Cool, okay, how can I help you?
I've got to tell you about this tape. Me and my mate Billy, must have been about 10 years ago. We used to go up into his room. He had this really old machine, tape machine.
How old were you?
I was 17.
Right.
And We used to let rip into a microphone into the little tape machine and tape it, and then rewind it, replay it, and then the other one would rate it out of 10. So that was good. It got quite serious. At one point, we'd go out to Sainsbury's and load ourselves up on lemon polos. So apparently, we heard on a rumour mill they were sort of laxative effects. So we'd pile up in these polos and hope they had the right effect for the fart tape.
You heard on a rumour mill that lemon polos help you fart.
Yeah.
Right. This is all good. I want all this kind of thing sent to me, all right?
I'll try my best.
Will you please send it?
I'll try, yeah.
Right. You want fart tapes?
Yeah, I just want... I think it's going to be good. We're going to have letters, we're going to have cassettes from people pretending to be on the radio, we're going to have mixtapes from sappy ex-girl and boyfriend. It's going to be brilliant. I can just see it.
And fart tapes.
And fart tapes. Right, send that to me, yeah?
I will do.
All right, Scott Mills, Radio 1, London, W1N4DJ. That's all good, that, all right?
Got it, cheers.
Love you.
One. National
Radio 1. Now, the past couple of weeks, we've been talking about really bad seduction techniques. You know, when someone comes around, you manage to lure them back to your house, and then you decide to make your move.
Yeah.
Now, so far, we had the bloke on who used Barry White tunes when she came round. Smooth. And then there was the bloke who still managed to score by playing sci-fi theme tunes as a way to pull her.
Yeah.
She was quite easy, though, by the sound of it.
He wasn't boldly going where no man had gone before,
no,
was he?
Not at all. Right, we've got another one. Hi, Carla.
Hi, how are you?
All right, how are you?
Not too bad, thank you. And yourself?
I'm very good. Now, tell me what happened with this bloke.
Well, basically, I met this guy on a night out, and he seemed quite nice, and I was quite interested. So decided to go back to his for a drink.
What he went back on the... Blimey, that was fast.
He was quite smooth. Well, he seemed quite smooth.
How long were you talking to him for?
5 minutes.
Couple hours.
Oh, right, okay.
Right, so you thought, yes, I'd like some coffee. I'll go back to his house.
Yeah, a coffee.
And then what?
Well, so we went back to his house, and he was, he made me feel, you know, really comfortable, poured me a nice drink.
I'll put a pillow behind your head and everything.
And, we sat on the sofa.
Right.
And, we began to have a bit of a snog. And,
again, it's going very quick, isn't it?
I think maybe she's just kind of,
shagging?
No. I don't think this is real time, this is happening.
Oh, right, okay, right.
Anyway,
I say I'm very impressed with him at the moment. He's moving very fast.
I'm sure he was too. Yeah. Okay, go on.
Anyway, we were snogging away, and then I hear the toilet flush, and so I stopped, and I was just like, oh, okay, what was that? And this the guy, he just like he tries to carry on, but I'm not really.
That puts you right off, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. And his dad comes out. And I was just really embarrassed and uncomfortable. And
where did he come from?
He came from the toilet.
Right.
Where did you think he came from, Scott?
Were you not aware that he was in the house already, is what I meant?
No. I was completely unaware.
Oh, okay.
And so the dad comes in and, like, sits down on the other side of the room and just puts the TV on. And I was just I was really uncomfortable at this point, so I thought I'd be polite and introduce myself.
Right.
I was like, oh, hi, I'm Carla.
Mm-hmm.
And then the bloke, he just tries to carry on, and he tries to carry on snogging me.
Right, so the guy you went home with tries to carry on snogging you, and his dad is right there on the other sofa watching the TV.
Yes. Very, very uncomfortable.
So what did you do?
Well, I just said, oh, I'm really sorry, but I've got an early morning tomorrow, so I best leave. And I got out there as quick as I could, really.
And how far was he trying to go with the snogging with his dad there?
Oh, he tried to unbutton my shirt. It was so cringeworthy, really cringeworthy.
Was his dad watching, or...?
The dad was just watching TV completely unfazed.
Oh, God. I'd quite like to try and reenact what happened here now, if possible, because we're good at this, aren't we?
Right. I wonder which part I'm going to play here. Are you going to give me the dad role by any chance?
How did you guess?
You play the young Lothario.
Hello, my darling. If you'd like to come in.
Yeah, I would. That would be very nice, thank you.
Yeah, this is my my pad.
Very nice. Yep. Very nice.
If you'd just like to make yourself comfortable over there, I'll just lock the door. You can never be too careful these days, can you?
No, you,
you
really
see
can't.
Some awful things on the news, don't you?
I know.
Hang on a second. Yeah, that's the chub. That's the top one. And the last one, here we go. There we are. Right, would you like some wine?
Oh, yeah, that'd be lovely, thank you.
Okay, no problem. There you are. That's for you.
Thanks.
Are you alright?
Yes, I'm very well.
It was a good night, wasn't it?
It was really good. Great club.
Top up?
Yes, please. Right.
Now, I'm just going to close the curtains, a bit more private. Yeah. So, I mean, would you like to sit on the sofa? Would you like some more wine, first of all?
I'd love some more wine.
I'll just get the fire going. That's lovely and warm, isn't it?
Very romantic.
Let me just go and put some music on, hang on. Let's get it
on. Is this one of your favourites?
Carla? Carla?
I don't think she's meant to be laughing, right, at this point. Is it she meant to be feeling seduced?
Can I just sit next to you on the sofa here, yeah?
Yeah, sure.
Wicked. Do you mind if I, if I kiss you?
No, I quite like that.
Oh, my God. Oh my God. Yeah. Do you kiss like that, do you?
Yeah.
Do you?
Oh, what's that?
Tell you what, son, I'd leave that for a while. The world's just fall round the bottom. It stinks. Oh, what's the fire doing on here? It's the middle of June. What are you doing? Hey? Tell you what, how are you doing, love? All right?
Yeah.
Don't mind me.
Don't mind him. It's my dad just watching God. The TV there.
Can you... I can smell that from here. Can you? Oh, I love Neighbours.
It's
Home and Away, actually.
Oh. Hello, Home and Away as well. Is Alf still in this?
No.
No.
Can I kiss you again? Is that all right?
You know what? I've just realised I've
Just
I've
shut really up and let me
go.
Kiss you.
No. I've,
can you
I've
can
really
you keep can you keep the noise down, please?
Don't mind my dad. He's just watching TV.
Alf and Elsa are having an argument. Be quiet. Can't hear them.
Could you just take your top off? Is that all right?
I'm really sorry. I've got to go.
Squirty cream?
No, I'm fine.
Oh, there we are.
Do you mind? I want that for my pudding later.
So, was that what it was like, yeah?
Yeah, basically.
Wicked. I love our reconstruction. Scott
Mills. This is Radio 1. This is a download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.